Good morning, I'm Brian Moline, Illinois Public Media News. The Illinois Department of Corrections yesterday announced most of its workers have completed mental illness training. As Brian Mackey reports, it's part of the settlement in a long-running legal dispute over how Illinois prisons treat inmates with mental health disorders.
State Prison Director John Baldwin says the training will help make working in prisons a safer job.
78% of all assaults on staff across the United States are committed by an offender with an identified behavioral health issue.
But Alan Mills, one of the lawyers who sued for better treatment of inmates with mental illness, says some guards have rejected the training, believing it's too touchy-feely. He says while prison leadership is embracing the change, it's essential to get frontline staff on board.
There are a million ways that a guard can exercise his discretion in order to make real treatment impossible.
Mills says staff will buy in if they see that treating inmates with mental problems makes their jobs better. I'm Brian Mackey.
Meanwhile, Illinois Republicans are already attacking a possible Democratic candidate for governor who hasn't even announced if he's running. Tony Arnold explains.
J.B. Peritzker wants to run for governor. But how well do we really know Peritzker?
That's from an ad made by the Illinois Republican Party, which is mostly funded by incumbent Governor Bruce Rauner. And the party's been making robocalls to voters focusing on former Governor Rod Blagojevich being secretly recorded by federal agents wondering aloud if J.B. Peritzker would help him. Pritzker's not on the call and was never accused of wrongdoing. His spokesman reportedly says Rauner should have better things to do than dredge up the crazy rantings of Blagojevich. Cross-party attacks this soon are very unusual. No Democrats have said they're definitely running for governor yet. I'm Tony Arnold.
Parkland College trustees were asked to reconsider recent faculty layoffs in a petition presented at last night's board meeting in Champaign. That's according to the News Gazette, which says the petition was signed by about 160 students and faculty. The newspaper says the petition sparked sharp words between two trustees. Donna Gertz encouraged those presenting the petition to consider running for seats on the Parkland board, while Greg Knott said her remarks were inappropriate. Despite the flare-up, Parkland trustees were unanimous in approving a $24.9 million tax levy for next year. That's 8% larger than the current levy, but property tax rates are expected to be slightly lower because of higher property assessments in the Parkland Community College District. CU Fresh Start, the initiative to combat local gun violence, is getting ready to hire a full-time project manager. According to the News Gazette, facilitator Tracy Parsons says the position will be funded by a grant from the Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority. It's been 2 months since Fresh Start failed its first call-in of young men with links to violent crime, and Parsons says most of those men are still in the program. Weather-wise today, a wind chill advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. Mostly sunny skies at a high of 14 degrees, west winds 5 to 15. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 10. Cloudy tomorrow, a chance of snow in the afternoon, and a high of 26. I'm Brian Moline, Illinois Public Media News.